Yeah, there's our little opening verse from old Alvin Lee, 10 years after. Everywhere are freaks and Harrys, dykes and fairies. Tell me, where is sanity? Got a little here for you, Alvin. Wish we could resurrect you and turn you on to it, buddy. You'd probably just do backflips. So here we go on our little one-day, two-hour week get-together here on the RBN platform, Radio Ranch RBN edition, Sunday, I guess, night in most places now with last night's time change. Roger Sales, your host. And, of course, we're broadcasting on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad to be here sitting in this established slot with all this really valuable information. Because of the time change, I think we're going to have a little shift. Because my good friends John and Kathy, and John's got a Sunday commitment out there in California with a meeting, and that's why he's had to come in to the program tardy and kind of break up what we regularly do, and I like to keep it a little more formatted and organized. But with last night's time change, supposedly he's supposed to be joining us here in the first hour. We're going to do the first hour on the Itera line and product, and got a special guest tonight, the biggest distributor in the country, the guy that was one of the first people to glom onto this, and I haven't listened to his story or spoken with him or met him yet, but he's got, from what I hear, a fascinating story and give us some unique insight into that product and what it can do in people's lives. And then in the second hour, after we get finished, should they ever call in here, in the second hour, I'd like to get into our normal kind of political, legal talk and talk about a couple of things. This past week's call for amnesty by these creeps. We could do 2 hours on that one, couldn't we? A couple of new things that they've kind of appeared on the radar for me that I've never really been too conscious of or concentrate much of my time on, that as events progress here become more and more important. And they were second line, third line type issues before, but they've really moved into the forefront. And that one thing is the recent laws passed by the wonderful state of California with that strikingly wonderful governor out there, Mr. Newsom, who signed these pieces of draconian legislation and the effect that it can have on people all over the country if you haven't gone through your status change and done that for your minor children. So that becomes more and more important as we go forward. And we can discuss it a little bit more in depth. I'm trying to tap dance and dribble here until John and Kathy join us. The other thing is voting. And, of course, that's pretty preeminent in a lot of people's minds because of Tuesday, two short days right around the corner. And what appears to be an incredibly important midterm election. Not that it can turn the political theater over and write it, but it can certainly throw a few hitches in the giddy-up up there. And anything that can stop the giddy-up of these boys is certainly positive, I think. I'm sure you do, too. Unless you're one of the plants that are listening. And, of course, you're terrified of it, aren't you? You're terrified. We are the real terrorists because we're a threat to you and your little lies, frauds, and scams, aren't we? Yeah, and you're getting exposed more by the day on every vector of your little agenda. And here we sit with the power of the taproot with our hands figuratively around your stinking necks. Sam, is that John and Kathy? Around your... it's not? Somebody just wanting to call in? Okay, well, stick them on. Let's talk to them. I'll pick that back up later. Sherry in Arkansas. Hey, Sherry.
I want to give a tribute to John Stapmiller, whose radio that we're listening to you on right now. And I was reminded over the weekend his infamous words of freedom is important. And that's where you stand, and that's where we are standing.
I'd say it's more than important. I'd say it's critical.
Well, fair enough.
I got to always commend John. We had our differences from the few times we crossed paths, but John had differences with a lot of people. Okay. But you got to tip your hat to what he's done and accomplished here and built this platform. And from I've been in the, around the radio business for most of my life, okay, indirectly and directly. And I can tell you it's hard. It's definitely hard to start something like this and then keep it afloat all those years. And John managed to do that, okay, and I tip my hat to him because it's a heck of an accomplishment. And the other people that have built similar platforms and have gone out on their own and done this, it's a monumental struggle, and people can't imagine what's involved behind the scenes, okay? And so for that, John Stattmiller, rest in peace. I thank you. And so does this audience and a whole lot of people around the globe that have tapped into this stream of truth here. Sherry, what part of Arkansas are you in?
North Central.
Okay. Up around Heber Springs, around Heber Springs or something?
No.
Okay.
I'm an hour out of Missouri.
Oh, I see, on the real north side. Yeah. Okay. Well, do you have any questions about what we do? Have you got your arms around this pretty firmly? Because I understand it can be very complex.
I do. I listen to you every day of the week.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, good. You come
Monday
join us over
Saturday.
There. Oh, good. You come over and join us on Jitsi.
I do. Well, on the telephone.
Right. Well, that's okay. Well, we're glad to have you. Let me ask you a question. How for the audience here, there's probably some new people that aren't familiar with this out there, okay, and never know who's listening. How long have you been, how long ago did we cross paths?
Oh, gosh. Roger. It was the Power Hour.
Oh, my Lord.
Many years ago with Joyce Riley. I have your book.
Good.
From Sovereign to Surf.
Right.
You changed my life, and
well, that,
I deviated from that for many years, you know. Gosh, try to say this on the air.
I go through that a lot.
Okay, so I cut my teeth on the IRS 22 years ago, almost 23. Then I heard you, and I got brought back to you. I was listening to RBN, and I just clicked over to your show on Sunday evening, this show.
Yes.
I said, Roger, oh my gosh, I haven't heard Roger Sales in so many years. And I
am back.
So thankful because that's affidavit covers everything.
Yes, it does. It does. Well, we were out plowing in the back 40 with our shoulder to the wheel. We just weren't in the front 40 where you could have come in contact with us, Sherry. But I'm glad you came back around. And then the question I wanted to ask you is, and you mentioned it in what you just said, how has this information affected and changed your life?
Oh, I get to say no. And they have to listen.
That's right. That's right. That's a very good answer. Let me check with Sam here because I saw a call come in. Sam, was that John and Kathy?
Roger, I just love you, and I love the truth.
It's addicting.
It is addicting, and
you can't get enough of it. You know, if you're one of us, the people that are the truth seekers, okay, and you get into this stream right here, it totally absorbs and takes over your life, okay? Now, that's how it acted to me, and I see it happening with other people, so I know I'm not isolated here. But
I know,
this is
but one
raw
last
truth.
Thing I want to say, when it takes over your life, your family and your friends don't necessarily understand.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
And
there's unfortunately, the stark reality and the unfortunate stark reality is that we're just a small segment of the population. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that large sections of the population have never accomplished anything but voting their hands into your pockets. It's always a small group of dedicated, well, look at our enemies, a small group of dedicated people that, in the words of one of our founders, light brush fires in the minds of men. And that's what we do. We're going in and relighting, reigniting that simmering ember in your heart of freedom that's almost been put out, and all of a sudden you can wave something on it and get started again, and that fire perks back up, and now you're a hungry animal. And you want some justice for the injustices that have been done to us by these Sabbatean Zionist lying, murdering, slaving thieves that need recompense.
Yes, justice.
And unfortunately,
but in the meantime, we get to say no.
That's right, and they're the ones that are dictating the remedy here, see, because they don't accept or understand anything but their own demise. You can't compromise with them because they lie, cheat, and steal, and they're always going to stick it up your barracks bag. So there's only one remedy, and it's a remedy they've dictated, and it's a good remedy for all their crimes, and that is treason and crimes against humanity and every other law that's probably ever been penned by the pen of man, and they hang. None of this death, none of this life in prison crap. They hang. And what you do, this was told to me actually at lunch down here by a Canadian gal. What you do is you hang their children first in front of them, and then you hang them, and now you've extinguished the bloodline. Sounds cruel? No, certainly not even up to the level of cruelty these bastards have wielded on the world for hundreds, if not thousands of years. I agree with the late Dr. Zeb Zelenko. They're psychopaths, and they need to be taken out of the gene pool. Period. Let me check with my guests here. Sherry, thanks for calling. Always a pleasure to talk to you, okay?
Oh, thank you, Roger, for everything you do.
You can't imagine the feedback that I personally get out of this and the joy it gives me to do this. Okay? Slaying Satan is some kind of fun. All right? Some kind of fun. Let me check with John and Kathy here, Sherry. Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you on the show, okay? I guess that's okay. Sam, did you say John was here?
We're here.
Well, let's bring them on. Where are these rascals? Of course, now I was explaining to the audience, we're going to try and reformat things because of the time change, and now John's free, and we can go in and reformat and separate the program, or we can do our things here in the front half and do the political legal stuff in the back half, which is a little bit better because there's no intermingling of thoughts, ideas, questions, etc. So John and Kathy, my old buddies I've worked with for years here in this miracle little product that's come into our hands, and you guys brought with you tonight a special guest, right? Am I correct?
We sure did. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay, now, I have not met this gentleman or heard his information, but I did hear what you told me a little bit about it. It's incredibly impressive. And so, you want to introduce Ricky, John?
Yeah, you bet.
He's from your home state.
Is he? He's a Floridian?
Yes, he is.
Oh, well, good,
actually,
Ricky.
I'm a New York and transport.
Oh, you're a transplant.
He's an implant.
He's a transplant.
Let me give him an introduction here.
Okay, all right.
The reason we're here is exactly because of what happened to Ricky, his life. And if he hadn't gone through the things that he went through to get where he is, we wouldn't be part of this program. So we're very, very grateful that he did what he did, and we just want to let the world know about what we're doing and how great it's going. And he can tell you what happened to him and why he's doing what he's doing, and the reach that we're getting, and the number of people that we're bringing life back to. So Ricky, please take it over.
Well, Ricky, before you launch, let me just tell a story for the audience that came across my desk figuratively this week. After we get finished with our daily two-hour show, we're on a platform where there's a number of people on there, and then people can have conversations after the show, which they do virtually every day. And so a gal comes on, and she goes, Roger, this is Debbie. I believe it was Debbie in Ohio. And she said, when I was a young girl, I fell off of a horse, and I had some severe injuries to my hip. And as I've gotten older, they were telling me I had to have a hip replacement. And so she heard about the wand. She purchased the wand, used it for 3 weeks, went into her doctors, and they go, wow, you don't need a hip replacement anymore. pretty cool.
Yeah,
that is cool.
Incredible.
Yeah, Ricky, nice to meet you.
Well, very, very nice to meet you, too. Yes, I have actually a Facebook group with 27,000 people on it already. And the testimonials that are coming in from people like what you shared and is amazing. I've never witnessed anything like that in going on 62 years on the planet. So, yeah, we have something that's really a gift to humanity here. But I mean, I'll give you a little story how I got started. I actually said no to it in the beginning. And it was back in January. My sponsor, William, got involved January 12th. And then he sent me some information like January 18th. And he sent me a text message and a five-minute video to watch. And I know William since 2007. We've been, you know, not really that close friends, but, you know, we've known each other through the industry and stuff. And we've kept in touch here and there. I worked with him with a couple different companies. And great, great guy out in Colorado. Beautiful, beautiful family, six children. And he sent me this information, and I remember he texted me on January 21st, and he said, "So, Ricky, what do you think of it?" You know, I said, "Ah." I said, I laugh at myself. It's just insane. It's unbelievable what's happened since then, you know. I say, it's made in China. I'm going to do my due diligence. Probably, you know, can't afford it, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he called me back and he says, "What?" He called me. He got me on the phone. He says, "Ricky, you got to check this out. This is incredible. It just opened the United States like December." And just to start telling me a couple stories. And then he got this guy, David, on the line. And I was like really depressed. I mean, I went through a lot. A couple years ago, 3 years ago, I went through a major, major nervous breakdown. And I was hospitalized with suicidal psychosis. And I spent 11 days in the hospital, and I was released to the hospital about 3 years ago. And then the following 2 years, up until the time when William introduced me, I was pretty much living in depression and anxiety. And I was seeing therapists, and I was, you know, fortunately getting help from the Veterans Administration because I'm a veteran. And, you know, but, you know, what they give you, you know, they want you to take this drug and take that drug. And I never, you know, did, you know, but I was really messed up. You know, I was dark, you know, everything in my life looked bad. I mean, so when I looked at this, it could have been, you know, a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, which it is. I said no, because it didn't look like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, because everything looks like a piece of coal when you don't feel well. When you're depressed, you see the world as just more depressed, you know. But I prayed a lot, you know, before I found this. And, you know, I definitely was gifted with a great spiritual practice. So I definitely prayed a lot. So Williams got me on the phone with this guy, Dave, and they said, "Ricky, we're going to send you one." I'm like, "What?" They said, "Yeah, I mean, I couldn't afford it. You know, $350 was a lot of money for me. I you know, this was January 21st. Rent was coming up, and I already received assistance to stay in my house, and, you know, I was on food stamps.
Food stamps ran out. We got a little commercial break. Be gone for a couple minutes. Food stamps ran out, so we're going to pick it up. See y'all in a couple minutes.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask. mask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point. And through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All righty, Sam, if you'll back that music back, we'll get back to the conversation. John and Kathy with me, Ricky Brandino, one of the head distributors in the country for our little Itera wand. Ricky, when we got interrupted there, you were talking about running out of food stamps, my friend.
Yeah, so it was December that they cut me off, and this was come January, and I was like, oh, man, no more food stamps, and I was trying to, you know, put together some money, pay my rent. And so anyway, so basically, I got the wand, so they sent me one. William and David sent me a wand. I got it January 26th, and it came in a box, and I opened the box, and there were no directions. And I was like, well, how come there's no directions? And I got kind of a little irritated. I tend to be irritated sometimes. I wasn't feeling well. I still tend to be irritated, even though I'm feeling much better. But as some people know me, but anyway, I'm working on that. And so he sent me the directions. I sat on my couch. It was January 26th. I looked at my phone. It was 1:32 in the afternoon, and the directions, there was a basic technique how to do it. It was 40 minutes. So I turned it on, and I said, all right, whatever, I'll try this. They sent it to me free. I got to try it, you know. So I turned it on, and I started running it all over my body. I did my feet, my hands. I followed the exact protocol. I mean, I read it word for word. Feet, the hands, back of the knees, arms, legs, chest, you know, all this stuff, back, head, what, you know, everything, basically. It's in my frequency support group. It's a basic technique. And then, so I did it exactly for 40 minutes, just as the direction said, and they said you could do it up to 2 hours a day. So I figured maybe I'll do it three times that day, three times 40 minutes, 2 hours. Anyway, so I turned it off. I went to lay down on my bed. You know, I didn't know what I was feeling. I just felt like I wanted to lay down on my bed. And I'm laying in my bed and, like, close my eyes, and all of a sudden, like a minute later, it's the strangest feeling, but the most incredible feeling. I kind of feel like my whole body is, like, vibrating with this, like, you ever play that game, the Pac-Man, when you were a kid, you know?
Sure.
Like, you know, I felt like the Pac-Man was going through my whole body. My whole body was, like, and it was like this Pac-Man, but this Pac-Man was, like, light, you know? It was, like, this lit-up Pac-Man that was, in my, like, I felt like that, like almost like my cells were swimming, you know? And I, like, jumped out of my bed. And I put my feet on the ground, and I said, oh, my God. It's like I just felt like somebody just turned the light on. And it wasn't that somebody just turned the light on. It was that somebody just took away the darkness. Something just took away the darkness. So my own light was able to shine again, because the depression was the darkness. The anxiety was the darkness. The PTSD that I suffered, the traumatic stuff that I went through, the emotional, you know, illness and everything I went through was just darkness I was carrying around, you know. And I felt like at that moment that everything that happened in my life up until that moment was perfectly orchestrated to bring me to this moment where now I realize the reason why I'm alive is to bring this frog to the world. I knew at that moment that everything that ever happened to me in my life up until then was exactly needed to happen, and this needed to happen because, you know, I mean, I used to always do, like, yoga and stuff like that, and this guy used to always say, if you have a mind, you have a mission. And I'm like, well, what's my mission? What's my mission? You know, I have a mind, but what's my mission? What's my purpose in life, you know? Right. And at that moment, I realized that I discovered my purpose in life and my mission. Like, I just, almost like my shoes were waiting for me, and I just put my feet in my shoes for the first time. Yep. And that's the, and then I walked out of my bedroom, and I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I can't believe it. And I sat on my couch. This was the most incredible, this was definitely the most incredible spiritual experience I had. I sat on my couch, and I closed my eyes, and I felt like myself, I felt like I was looking in a mirror, but there was actually no mirror there, and I felt like right across from me was my light body, was my other part of my body, my higher dimensional self, and I'm having this conversation with that part of myself, and I feel all this light coming out of my body, and then I feel all this light coming in my body, and at that moment I realize there's no separation between the light that's coming out and the light that's coming in, because we are just light. You know, we're just light beings. And I was just like unbelievable. I got on the phone. I called up my sponsor. I said, William, you can't believe this. Can't believe it. He's like, who is this? I said, what? Ricky, is that you? And he says, man, you really sound different than you did an hour ago. I said, yeah, I used it for 40 minutes. It's incredible. I'm like, do you know how amazing this thing is? He's like, yeah, well, he says, I expected to hear from you in a couple months, you know. I'm like, this is crazy, William. I'm like, I can't believe it. I'm going to build this company. I'm going to go sponsor 100 people. This is my mission. I got to bring this to the world. I mean, this is why I'm here. I mean, it's like the light just came on, you know. And he's like, okay. I said, I can't wait to get back home. And I called him again after that, and I continued with my telling him how incredible it was. And I was at the store. I said, I can't get back home. Wait to get back home and do it again, because they say I could do it another 40 minutes, so I'm going to get back home. You know? And that was January 26th. And then so January 27th, I started calling up people. And I invited 3 people over to my house. I have a massage table. And I just, like, wanted to get my belief system up, you know, that really, I mean, it's like, is this possible, you know? And so 3 people, I just left out a part. I woke up the next morning, and I got out of bed, and it's like, normally I wake up, like, kind of crooked, you know, and my hunched over, and my back hurts, and my hip hurts, and it was like 95% better. I was like, wow, that's really amazing. And it's pretty much disappeared overnight, you know? And then I go to the toilet, and I realized that my stream, you know, which normally, you know, as men age, you know, your stream as you urinate kind of slows down some, you know. And I realized that my stream was like kind of pumping out there more than it was a couple days ago, you know. And I wanted my prostate area a lot, you know. So I was like, wow, this is like crazy. And then I noticed that my legs, which normally feel cold or cooler, the circulation was like, they were like so much warmer, you know? And I was like, wow. So then I started calling people. I invited people over to my house, and I had 3 people come over, my friend Pete and Diane and what's her name? I forgot her name off the top of my head. Anyway, so she came over, and all 3 of them got on my massage table, and I wanted all 3 of them, and I wanted Pete. He had some issues with his neck and his hand and lower back. Guy plays golf, you know, and they wanted to do surgery on his neck, you know, because he's got like severe degenerative issues going on, and he couldn't even move his neck. And he got off the table, and he's like, man, he's moving his neck back and forth. He's like, I can move my neck again. He said, how much are they? I said, $350. He said, here's the cash. Get me one. You know, and then Diane, she's a healer down here in Miami. She had some aches and pains and issues with her hands and her joints, and she was like, "Man, this is crazy." I mean,
how fast can I get it? You know? And so that was like it. So that was the next day. And then the following day, I think January 28th, that was 26.7. January 28th, I sponsored my first person, you know, in the business. And I remember when I first started, I looked at my downline and my sponsor, William, placed like five people underneath me on my left side that fell over, you know, in the tree, you know. So I understood the compensation plan. I said, well, if I could only sponsor five people on the other side, I could actually make like $400, you know, and I could actually, you know, pay my rent next month. And this was like January 28th, you know, and it was like rent was coming up fast, you know. And that was my first goal when I started. And make a long story short, I got 13,000 people in my downline right now, all over the world, Australia, Japan, Europe, Netherlands, pretty much, you know, all over the world. And my income is just like, I can't even tell you how much money I'm making. It's just unbelievable.
In other words, you don't have problems with rent anymore?
Oh, definitely don't have problems with rent. I definitely don't have problems with rent. And I'm not on food stamps. And this past month, I gave away 100 free classes to people. And when I was in Las Vegas, I was up on stage, and I said to people, it was eight months then, and I said, you know, 8 months ago, I couldn't even afford a wand, so I'm going to give away $10,000 worth of product right now. And I gave away 10 classics, 10 ion shields, and 3 premiums when I was out in Vegas. And then I came home, and I had like 65 classics at my house that I redeemed through the bonus redemption that was just sitting there, you know. And so I made this announcement on my Facebook support group, and I got hundreds of people wanting them. So I, you know, the next 3 or 4 days, I went to the post office, and I sent out 65 wands, and I ended up redeeming another 20 more with my bonus redemption. And so I ended up giving away over 100 wands and classics to people, you know, and premiums and ion shields. And it, nothing feels better than that. I mean, for me, and I paid the shipping and everything. I didn't care. I mean, you know, big deal, you know, $20 shipping, you know, making the kind of money I'm making. And nothing felt better to me than help the people. It was like amazing feeling to be able to help somebody.
It's the greatest gift of feedback that a man can experience is what you just
remember. Oh, my God. It's amazing. I just felt so good. And you know what's really amazing is that the month that I gave away 100 wands, my check went up. You know, it's like the universe just, like, it came back to me. Like,
right.
You know, it immediately came back to me. My commissions actually increased dramatically, you know. But, you know, I mean, what I've seen with this is just, it's like, I mean, when I first got started, William was telling me all these stories and stuff, these testimonials, like you're sharing and you're seeing with your people and stuff. And we were saying, well, if only half of it was true, we really have something here, you know. And it's not just half is true. They're all true, you know. I had a guy call me up, you know, literally, like, 2 weeks after I started. This guy's Rick. Name's Rick. And he couldn't talk. You know, he couldn't talk before because he had a stroke 4 years ago. And he couldn't talk. And normally he would call me up in the past, and you'd have to have somebody on the phone with him, you know. And he'd call me up, Ricky, can help me. You know, he couldn't put words together, couldn't put sentences together, you know. And then he'd get all anxious and stuff like that. And he called me up like 2 weeks into the deal, and he says, hey, Ricky, this is Rick. How you doing? I'm like, who is this? He says, listen, I wanted to tell you something. I was going, he goes, go on. He says, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O. The guy's repeating the alphabet to me. I'm like, what are you doing? He says, I've been using it on my head a half hour in the morning, a half hour at night, and my voice is coming back. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in the right place with the right product at the right time, and we can really transform the world.
Amen. Know?
And not only can we transform the world and help so many people, and then I had all these other people, they start calling me up. My friend of mine in West Palm Beach, horrible, couldn't sleep at night. Pain so bad in her feet, like they're on fire.
You know, like my mother. That's my mother right there. She lives up in the Panhandle. Up in Panama City, I'm from Panama City, and my 94-year-old mother, exactly the same thing. Because of this bonus program, I was able to send her one for free, and it changed her life within 12 hours.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. This woman suffered so much. She was on all this medication and stuff like that, and she used it once, and then she went to bed, and she slept like 90% better, and she woke up the next morning, and she put her feet on the floor, and there was like tremendous difference. And when her husband woke up, he said to her, so what happened last night? She says, what? He says, normally you wake me up every night pacing around the house because you can't sleep. Well, I didn't hear anything last night. And she was just like shocked. I mean, she posted her testimonial on my group. And other people called me up like about a week later. This guy from Hawaii, Alan, called me up with the same kind of issue that your mother had and this woman had. And he's like, you know, I used it 8 minutes and I could feel the bottom of my feet again. First time in 10 years. I'm like,
yep.
What?
Yep. I mean, yep. Same type of thing.
What? I mean, he says, yeah. He says, I put my feet on the floor and I walked down my hallway and I felt my feet, the bottom of my feet, you know. And I'm like, wow. But anyway, it just started coming and we started doing testimonial calls and with Steven and some other people, and all these people were sharing their life-changing results, and things started growing. And I had some, I brought on some phenomenal leaders like John and Steven and Madison, and which developed into other tremendous leaders. And you know, yeah, it's like, you know, 13,000 people in my downline. You know, I'm the number one earner in the United States, and you know, up there close to the top of the charts in the entire world as well. You know,
and you hadn't even had a whole year under your belt yet.
No, it hasn't even been a whole year. You know, and so it's just exciting. So you know, I'm leaving Miami. I'm going to Sedona, Arizona. I'm gonna spend 2 months in Sedona. Just rented a gorgeous house in Sedona, and I'm gonna spend a whole month of November and December out there and work. You know, well, from of course, what's great about this is you could work from anywhere. You don't have to work for anybody. You work for yourself. And I mean, I'm not an expert when it comes to internet stuff and computer. I mean, I'll be totally honest with you guys. I don't even have a computer. I built my entire business on iPad. I have an iPad that is like a sixth edition iPad that I bought for $350 when I was broke. And I built my entire business on my iPad. I don't even have a laptop computer. I don't even know how to do Zooms myself. I don't even know how to do a Zoom.
Well, we're learning, yeah.
Yeah, you'll teach me. You know, I don't even know how to do a Zoom. I don't even have it. But what drove my business was my passion, was my heart. That's what drove my business. Was my
well, you know, the old saying in the industry, Ricky, is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was my heart, and it was like I call up people, and I'm like, you know, you guys, this is, you know, just unbelievable. I mean, you got to check this out. And I'm at the point where, you know, I'll send you one. If it doesn't work, send it back, you know.
Right,
You know, for like some serious leaders that I want to bring on board the group. But mostly everybody's like, yeah, $350, no big deal, man. It's like, and then I have these other practitioners, you know, a lot of practitioners in my group, you know, that are like alternative medicine practitioners. And they got all these machines that cost like $20,000, $15,000, $25,000, all these scalar wave frequency biofeedback machines. I can't even pronounce the names of half of them. And they all call me up and they say, you know, this 351 works much better than all those do. You know?
I've been working with a doctor for 20 plus years who's up in North Georgia, Clayton, Georgia. And on the first product, the company was stolen by our enemies from him. And so he switched over to frequencies. And so he's got a clinic up there, and he's been working on his own frequency device. But it's another Rife-type frequency machine, which nothing wrong with that, of course. But yet it's complex and it's expensive, because every time you want to change out and you got a different ailment, you got to go in and change the program and then put these little things that attach to your skin or have skin contact somehow. And the expense of these things are, like you said, thousands of dollars, okay? And because of the aspect of this compensation plan where we can earn free product and give them to people like you and I both doing, okay? And so I sent Dr. Flick one. His name's Bart Flick. So I sent Dr. Flick one, obviously, and people, especially that are specialists in this, are a little bit skeptical when a new horse comes down the lane, you know? And so I sent him a free one, and I don't know how long it was, maybe a week, and I got a I got an email back from him and said, it works.
Yeah. I know. It's amazing. It's incredible. I mean, we're so blessed and so fortunate to be here where we are right now with this product. And,
I agree.
I mean, the world needs it so bad. But, you know, what's incredible about it is it works on so many different dimensions. It doesn't just work on the physical realm. I mean, it totally, like, my depression evaporated in one session, pretty much. You know, my anxiety and my depression. I mean, I was in really bad shape. I mean, a couple of years ago, I was, you know, I was diagnosed with suicidal psychosis. And, I mean, I lived with depression for many years. I mean, I did not want to wake up, you know. And when I woke up, it was like, oh, man, another day, you know. And, you know, it was like, this shattered all that. For me, this shattered all that emotional stuff that I was, that baggage and stuff. It kind of like evaporated it, you know. And then when I really discovered I have now a purpose and a mission in life, that totally transformed everything too. Because it was
there's nothing in this world like giving your life purpose. Okay. Now I've been living with it because of my political activities, and it's more purpose than I've ever had in my entire lifetime before. This is just another layer for me. But boy, I'll tell you what, for the people that are aimlessly wandering out there, especially in these times with all the challenges we face in every direction, man, you want some purpose in your life? You look at this, okay? Because you can really, truly help yourself, help others, help the company, and help our whole society and culture when these days our enemies have weaponized the whole traditional medical establishment.
Oh, it's horrible. And you know what I've seen lately too is I witnessed, you know, in testimonial groups, like incredible results with jab injuries. You know, I've seen like life changing results. I mean, with three people so far.
I want to concentrate on that for a second, because I've been thinking since this COVID thing, especially since it's being exposed, that there may be some kind of remedy here in the frequency realm. You've seen positive results from people that have taken the jab using the iTero?
I had one guy that for 17 months, he couldn't walk. And his story's on in my Facebook testimonial. Yeah, he couldn't walk. And in six sessions, he's walking up and downstairs on his system. You could go see the videos and everything.
Folks, I can't tell you the stories that sound so unbelievable here. They're so prolific. They're from so many different people with different ailments and different types of culture and society. It's a ubiquitous, I don't want to use the C word, okay, but let's just say it really relieves people's pain and anxiety. Ricky, we've already got a caller who I think is calling in about this, and what I'd like to do, because we got on a little bit late, is I want you to finish your story, but if we have time, I'd love for anybody that's got calls that with you here and your experience and level of accomplishment here can speak to those probably much better than Kathy, John, or I can, because we're short-timers.
Sure.
You know, okay.
Sure.
So go ahead with your story, and Sally, if you'll just wait, we'll get to the callers about this, and if anybody else, if John and Kathy and Ricky can stay, we can entertain calls about it. Okay, from his area of expertise, which is far, far more than mine. So go ahead, Ricky, if you would.
Yeah. So anyway, getting back to what I've seen, you know, if you go to that testimonial group, you'll see that this guy, his name is Albert. I think his name's Albert. Yeah. And then there's another woman named Kimmy. She had the same injury, and they couldn't figure out what was going on, but she was shaking, couldn't walk, you know, and totally transformed her life. So there was like two extremely documented ones. Like Albert actually has an entire Facebook group that's been documented his story for 17 months, and nothing's worked until this. So I mean, they're on fire with it. They can't believe it. They're just like, I mean, the videos coming out of that they're showing, he's walking, going out to eat at the restaurant, opening the door for his wife again. I mean, it's just mind blowing. So yeah, I mean, everything I've seen, you know, and witnessed, and
And I never really led with the business opportunity for me. It was never like, you know, I mean, yes, it's an amazing business opportunity, and you can make a fortune, and I'm proof, from food stamps to more money than I could even spend in 9 months, you know? I mean, it's unbelievable, you know? And the ability to give away 100 free classics, you know, right there, that's a lot of product, you know?
Yep.
And the ability to be able to help somebody. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know what else to say. It's just incredible, life-changing opportunity.
What it shows me is the wiseness of the company in building this compensation plan where they've got this element in here where you can actually earn free machines, because this has almost got to be demonstrated to people. It's one of those, hey, it's too good to be true deals, but when you put it in their hands and they're not out of pocket for it and start using it, man, you got an advocate, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, for sure. And I've sponsored people literally with just my passion, you know, without even really knowing them and talking to them. Like, I brought in this great leader in the industry who sponsored hundreds and hundreds of people already in the company just by instant messaging them. And I was like, hey, Steven, you got to check this out, you know. What is it? I said, you know, you know, check it out. It's like this new device, and this is what happened to me. And he's like, really? He says, like, well, let me watch the video. He watched the video. He says, yeah, it looks like a cool gadget. He says, you know, I'll try it, maybe. And I said, Steven, you got to try it now, because I'm going to build a huge business and there's going to be a huge organization underneath you, you know? And he says, all right. I said, listen, I'll even contribute to it. And he's like, really? I said, yeah, whatever you think is fair, I'll contribute $100 or whatever. And the nice thing about this too is I had that money in my wallet, because I earned the commissions from the day before, you know, and you get paid every day, you know? So he sent me the difference. And I sponsored him, and he's like, no, I'm really not going to build this. I'm working with another company right now, and that's my home, but I might tell somebody, you know, or maybe two people, whatever. So I don't hear from him for like a month, you know, and he called me back, and he says, how do I order one of these for my parents? I'm like, well, let me help you. So I tell him he orders one for his parents. His parents have already had other gadgets that he was working with, other frequency devices and stuff, and they never even could figure out how to use it. It was so difficult, you know?
Right, the complexity of it.
Yeah, the complexity of this other product, you know? And so he said, well, this is pretty easy. I mean, people ask me, is it difficult to use? Well, I'm like, do you know how to use a blow dryer or a hair dryer? It's like, you know, turn on, and people make it too complicated. I'm like, turn on and point it. That's it. You know, and follow the protocols, do certain points, and people get, like, they want it. They think it's rocket science, and it's not rocket science. I mean, what's incredible about this is the terahertz is a universal frequency, as John Scavola said so well. You know, I mean, John Scavola was brilliant, and I was so fortunate to sponsor him, too. And he demonstrates it, and the way he's like a quantum genius, you know. And he says it's like the universal tuning fork. So what the terahertz does is it doesn't cure. This is not a cure. This doesn't treat anything. This doesn't treat or cure anything. What it does is it enables your body to do what your body needs to do to bring your body back to the state of well-being. Because the terahertz frequency, the vibration, the waves are the same vibrations and waves that your healthy cells resonate at. So what we're doing is we're just bringing more frequencies of the healthy cells back into the body, and the more frequencies of the healthy cells equals less frequencies of the unhealthy cells. So as your cells start to jump up and resonate, almost like, you know, they have those electric cars now, and you go to plug in at the car station, you know, you plug it, you take out your Tesla, and you take out the cord, and you plug it in. People would come over to my house, and they were like, yeah, I just like felt like I just got charged up, you know, because that's what it does. The frequency, everything's frequency. This is the universal tuning fork frequency. It charges up. That's why all those other machines, like you're talking about, they're all obsolete. We don't even need them anymore, because this knows what to do. Your body knows what to do with this frequency. It's the underlying. It's the underlying universal tuning fork. I don't know if you've seen those YouTube videos out there where one guy, you know, talking about treating different issues, and one guy has a tuning fork and it resonates at a certain hertz. And then he hits it, and the other tuning fork across the room starts to vibrate at the same time. That's what, you know, it's like the same frequency. Well, this is the universal tuning fork, you know? And like I said,
Hold it. Hold it on Universal Tuning Fork. We got a short break. We'll come back for a couple of minutes. We got a top of the hour break, and then we're free for about 20 more minutes. So the four of us will see you, the audience, back in just a second.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
All righty, Sam, if you'll pop that music down, we'll get back in the short amount of time we got here, Ricky, a couple of minutes. You want to pick up where you were?
Where was I?
Good question. I forgot. I tried to memory take it. That's the problem with commercial breaks. Wherever you were, get back into.
Yeah, Universal Tuning Fork. Yeah,
there you go.
Universal Tuning Fork. With John. John Scavola, yeah, I think you probably had him on your show already.
He's been on this platform one time. Really, really solid guy. Yeah.
But he was talking to me and teaching me about a lot of different things. You know, he knows more about it than I do, of course, the one, because he's really, we call him the quantum guy. But I met him out in Las Vegas, and we had a great time together. We had a great event out in Las Vegas with a couple hundred people. And the other thing that this does so incredibly well is it makes your water more energized. So what you do is you get a glass of water, and then you point it at your water for a minute to 2 minutes, and it supercharges your water, and it makes your water more structured. It makes your water structured, so now your cells can absorb the water a lot better. So that's a real important thing. But he was saying that, since it works so much on the quantum level, you could actually program your water. And he was teaching me different ways to program your water. Like, you could put crystals. Like, he's got this plate, this glass plate that he uses, and he puts crystals on the glass plate, and then he points the wand through the crystals into the water. So now
right.
you're actually programming the water with the crystals.
Right.
Or you could do it with homeopathy. You could do it with some homeopathy frequencies, because everything's frequency, the frequency of the crystals, frequency of homeopathy. You could do it with herbs or whatever. So that's another extra added, you know. And the least expensive terahertz water machine on the market is like five times as much as the wand, you know. So that's like just a little added extra benefit. And I'm like, people are like, you know, I'm like 350. It's like less than a dollar a day to use this. I mean, it's like, it's crazy, you know. I mean, it's crazy, you know. So we've been able to help so many people. And I just look forward to continuing to do that. And, you know, I look forward to my one-year anniversary coming up January 21st and seeing where I'm at with the company now. My group's been growing at an average of 500 new people a week. And I looked at my organization in October 22nd. I had 12,000 people in my group. I looked at it today. I had 13,000 people. So that's like 1,000 people in 2 weeks. So it's about an average of 500 a week right now. And the incredible thing about network marketing is, I mean, I don't even know any of these 500 people.
Right.
And every day I'm earning commissions on them, you know. I mean, it's just been a dream. I mean, I've been in network marketing since 1997. You know, I have a background as an acupuncturist as well. So, I mean, before I had my nervous breakdown, and before I went through all that trauma, I was, you know, working as an acupuncturist. And as a body worker and massage therapist before I went through everything I went through, that emotional breakdown 3 years ago. But so I had the background of Chinese medicine, and I understand that this is like quantum Chinese medicine. And this works with the acupuncture meridians. This works with the acupuncture points. And I noticed some other differences. I'll tell you a little special thing I noticed after 4 or 5 days using it, and that something that I'll just try to be real nice as far as how I explain it, but let's just say that something that...
Hold it. Be real nice. Hold on for your explanation. You're going to be real nice when we come back on the other side of the top of the hour break. We'll see you in just a second.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.